Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Patrick Keeler's essay Imaging, collected in Restless Cities by Matthew Beaumont and Gregory Dart. It begins at page 149. This film, Stonebridge Park, was neither made nor conceived in a moment, but it originated in the unusual, unexpected experience that produced the photograph from which it evolved. Becoming more experienced in making images, I came to rely less on anything resembling the experiential phenomena of surrealism and became increasingly uncertain about their political significance. Exceptional moments of natural light seemed to offer similar conceptual transformations and produced better pictures. For many who work with photographic media, the weather is not merely analogous with a state of mind. I have sometimes wondered whether I might have addressed these questions better if more of Henry Lefebvre's writing had been translated into English sooner than it was. La production de l'espace was first published in 1974, but did not appear in English until Blackwell published Donald Nicholson Smith's translation of 1991. I first encountered the book in 1994, before which I knew of Lefebvre and his relationship with the Situationists, only from a brief mention in Leaving the 20th Century, Christopher Gray's anthology of Situationist writing, an essential text for any would-be literate punk rocker in the 1970s. There I had found Gray's translation of part of Raoul Vernet's Traité de savoir-faire à l'usage des jeunes générations, known in English as The Revolution of Everyday Life, from which I often quoted. Although I can always see how beautiful anything could be if only I could change it, in practically every case there is nothing I can really do. Everything is changed into something else in my imagination. Then the dead weight of things changes it back into what it was in the first place. In The Production of Space, Lefebvre writes, "The fact is that the space that contains the realized preconditions of another life is the same one as prohibits what those conditions make possible," a thought not unlike that in Vernet's paragraph. I wondered if the prohibition that Lefebvre identifies is sometimes suspended within the spaces of a film, and if so, whether this might explain some of the attraction and the seemingly utopian quality of so much film space, and why some people are willing to devote so much time and effort to making films. In the third volume of his Critique of Everyday Life, translated into English in 2005, Lefebvre wrote of intense instants, or rather moments. It is as if they are seeking to shatter the everydayness trapped into generalized exchange. On the one hand, they affix the chain of equivalence to living experience and daily life. On the other, they detach and shatter it. In the micro, conflicts between these elements and the chains of equivalence are continually arising. Yet the macro, the pressure of the market and exchange, is forever limiting these conflicts and restoring order. At certain periods, people have looked at these moments to transform existence. Lefebvre often writes of moments. What is possible? The final chapter of the first volume of the Critique, written in 1945, contains this. Mystics and metaphysicians used to acknowledge that everything in life revolved around exceptional moments. In their view, life found expression and was concentrated in them. These moments were festivals, festivals of the mind or the heart, public or intimate festivals. In order to attack and mortally wound mysticism, it was necessary to show that festivals had lost their meaning, the power they had in the days when all their magnificence came from life, and when life drew its magnificence from festivals. And in the opening chapter of The Production of Space, he identifies another kind of moment. The fact is that around 1910, a certain space was shattered. It was the space of common sense, of knowledge, of social practice, of political power, a space hitherto enshrined in everyday discourse, just as an abstract thought, as the environment of and channel for communications, the space too of classical perspective and geometry, developed from the Renaissance onwards on the basis of Greek tradition and bodied forth in Western art and philosophy as in the form of the city and of the town. This was truly a crucial moment. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.